She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Liza. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George, or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Well, we're back live again, and I'm sorry for last week, but, you know, things we have to do, we have to do. Anyway, the things that's coming up is the safety sticker. I keep saying, and people don't listen. Please pass the word around. So number one, get rid of safety sticker. Number two, if you can't get rid of safety sticker, at least let people know to remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. Okay? Cars are being stolen that way. You get the VIN number, and you take it to a good locksmith, and they'll cut your key or make you that fob to open the doors and start the car. Okay, so remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. On the safety sticker, it has the month and year, and also the license number and the VIN number. Why is it necessary to have the VIN number? A lot of things are being done without telling you the truth of why it's there. Okay, so the truth is they want your car stolen. Anyway, it's like having your social security exposed. Now, a lot of people are driving recklessly. They're in a rush. Whatever, I'm driving like there's no tomorrow. We have to slow down and be more courteous, especially in Chinatown. The foreigners, I've noticed, they just cut out right in front of you out of a driveway with no care. They have no consideration. That's bad. The other thing, the potholes need to be fixed. People are not saying anything about it, but they should. The auto repair shops are not saying anything because they love it. It's business. It damages your suspension, your steering, your tires, your wheel. It's business for them. So, make noise about the potholes. Okay? And if you have a bad accident, or your friend or family member has a bad accident, have the car inspected, or the accident inspected. A lot of times, 99% of the times, they blame the driver. They never, ever, ever blame the road or blame the automobile. It's always speed and alcohol. Hey, I don't care if you're Mario Andrade. If your steering breaks off, you're going to crash. Okay? Or your throttle stuck's wide open, you're going to crash. A lot of the new cars come with electronic throttles. There's no cable, there's no linkage to the engine. It's fly-by-wire. There's a little sensor on your gas pedal that tells an electric motor on your throttle to open up and go. Well, folks, try it. In a parking lot, wide open so you don't get hurt. Try just pushing a little bit on that throttle. It doesn't respond. You step a little more and it'll take off. A lot of people think it's the engine. It is not the engine or the transmission. It's the electronic throttle. There's a delay. Now, these accidents that you've been seeing where cars go through the parking structure and into the stores, mostly into stores and restaurants, whatever, take notice, all of them were late model with electronic throttle. So if you step on the gas and it doesn't go, you step some more to go, and it takes off. Okay? So, if you have an accident, have the car checked out. Have it checked out. Okay? A lot of people have been asking me about fixing their cars. We're temporarily closed down and trying to relocate into another location. Nita's Auto Repair is no longer at Kaumualii Street. Okay, just to let you know. We are no longer there, and we're trying to relocate into a new location, and not only into auto repair, but other things. Okay? So just an announcement to let you know. So, anyway, let people know about the key, about the throttle, and about Nita's Auto Repair, not on Kaumualii anymore, at the old location. So anyway, for you people with Euro cars, European cars, I highly recommend the Akebono Euro Pads. The Akebono Euro Pads is ceramic and does not make the wheels black. You know, you see all those European cars, the wheels all black and dirty. It's from the brake pads. If you change the brake pads to this Akebono Euro Pads, it will never, ever, ever do that again. Okay? And the Euro Pads being ceramic stops better than the factory pad. There's a lot of people that don't want to use what they call aftermarket parts. Aftermarket parts means not OE original. So in other words, if you have a BMW, they don't want to use anything but BMW brake pads. Well, I don't recommend everything OEM. We do a lot of testing and checking on what products are better. Okay? Like an old Chinese man told me a long time ago, 53 years ago, if you want to be successful in business, you take care of your customer as you want to be treated. Okay? So that's what we go out and try to do. Especially that good guy, Dean. He goes out of his way every week to test gasoline for you. It's out of his own expense, and nobody compensate him. Yes, he's doing a good job for the people, but the oil companies don't like him because they don't want to be exposed on what kind of quality they're selling you. Okay, the other thing we're looking at is the lane width. The width of the lane on the freeways and highways. A lot of you that drive down H1, H2, you see it. The lane width is not the what you call mandatory 9 or 12 feet wide. Well, look at it. The tour buses that go down the freeway in those narrow portions, left and right wheels are right on the white line, in fact, a little over. And if two of them came down side by side, they'd be rubbing each other going down the freeway, except in the far right lane. Okay? The middle lane and the left lane, it is less than 9 feet. A friend of mine called DOT, and DOT told him that it is mandatory that it be 9 feet or 12 feet wide. There is no such thing as a narrow 8 foot wide lane. Well, unless the tour buses got wider, or the lanes must have got narrow. I mean, you don't have to physically go measure it. Go look at those big tour buses that go down the freeway. They take the whole lane. There's no space in between. The next time you see the tour bus, go measure it. Left to right wheel, outer, and you'll find the wheels are a little over 8 feet wide. So how can they be on white line to white line in a 9 feet wide lane? Well, this DOT guy told my friend that it's federal law that it has to be 9 feet wide, that they will not make a lane less than 9 feet wide. Well, like everybody else, he believed them. Whatever. Don't say anything. I don't say anything unless we know for a fact. A lot of things are being done that's not up to what it's supposed to be. But anyway, watch out for that. Because that safety sticker with the VIN number, it's trouble waiting to happen. Okay? Now, ethanol is the best fuel. You've heard me say it all the time. But how many of you ever thought about it? How many of you ever thought about ethanol project for Hawaii? It's just like me talking to the racers way back in 1994 that Hawaii Raceway Park will close. And what did everybody tell me? Nah, how you know? Well, Hawaii Raceway Park is closed. How are you going to get it open, another Raceway Park open? It was really difficult for us to get Hawaii Raceway Park open. For years we've tried. And if it wasn't for Jimmy Pfluger, his wife, and three doctors, they would have, to this day, never ever been a raceway for the young folks. Never. And now that is closed, I don't ever see another one opening. Okay, so it's like the ethanol project. Go check on the computer. Brazil, in 1955, went to ethanol. And that project, ethanol, brought Brazil out of third world. Now Brazil's doing fine. Well, I look at Hawaii. When Hawaii was on pineapple and sugarcane, life was good. Today, not so good. But if we could have got ethanol projects started on all the islands, it would have helped a big punch for the economy as far as jobs. Okay? That's something that I thought you could think about. ethanol project made from sugarcane. Anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. What's that?
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after the break.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Wanda?
How's Rolling Bob? Where's Rolling Bob? Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
How, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. We're on Verizon. Okay.
You go. You know, the Verizon guy isn't with Verizon anymore, right?
Yeah, I know.
He's with Sprint, which not that I was going to talk about this, but that's why I don't believe in when I see somebody on TV telling me how much they love something.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, you love the money.
Follow the money.
And when they stop paying you, you're like, I don't like that service anymore. Are you kidding me? I'm with these guys that are paying me more.
Mm-hmm.
But today, you know, you were talking about how things change.
Yep.
And a while ago, I don't know if you remember, I used to talk about how people would, like, if you're going up the Pali Highway, and this is what I found. I get behind the bus. For, I don't know why, the bus is faster than everybody else. Everybody zooms past the bus, the other side of the parlor, you pull up at the light, everybody's there. And you save, you know, a little bit of gas. And like mm-hmm. you were saying, everybody's rushing around to go nowhere. I mean,
psychological.
I don't mean to be mean, but like you said, they rush, but where are they going? Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just all, then when you get somewhere, you're all aggravated. Oh, I was in traffic. Oh, I can't believe it. Ugh. Like you said, leave 10 minutes earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Your car will appreciate it. You'll appreciate it. I'll appreciate it because you won't be trying to pass me and acting all crazy on the road like this is NASCAR road race or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I tell you. And the lanes, you know what? I'm going to end with this safety tip for today. Unless you're in heavy traffic, do not drive with somebody next to you.
That's right.
Slow up or speed down. The lanes are tighter than ever. You're distracted. You sneeze, you're in the other lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too late. There's nothing you can do.
Let me ask you, Bob, do you see it as being 12 feet wide?
You know what? I don't think my car is 12 feet wide, and to me, my car barely fits, and I got a Toyota minivan.
Yep, that's
and
what
I
said.
It drives me crazy. I'm driving along, and somebody's beside me, and I'm like, You know, we're the only, there's plenty of room. Folks, you got to leave yourself an out all the time. What if the car in front of you stops? And you slam on the brakes, but you need to change lanes. And then there's somebody beside you. And it drives me crazy when there's nobody else hardly around you. And the person beside you just drives right along beside you. And I slow down and they slow down. Wait, what's going on here? I speed up, they speed up. I start thinking, did George secretly put Rolling Bob on the back of my car? There's that guy. So anyway, I gotta go. As always, take care of your car, it'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. And stop driving beside me. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. That's true. But DOT told the guy that no. All lanes in Hawaii is 12 feet wide. Oh, I don't know. And the guy believed them. The guy believed them. So I'm thinking, what am I doing on the radio? Nobody believe in me. Go call DOT and see what they tell you. See what they tell you about the octane of gasoline. And why does it vary on every island? Every island is not the same. Give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. You have a question or whatever. Okay? We're flexible.
Okay, we got Steven from Kailua.
Hi, Steven.
Hey. How's it? Oh, I can hardly hear you, but I went to Home Depot the other day with my wife, and she picked up a can. It's called True Fuel, something like that. I said, what's that for? The weed eater, you know? So I look, and it's... I read the warning label. It says contains an agent that causes retinal defects and cancer. So, I mean, why do you got to add this stuff? Is the thing not going to spark or something?
Because
I don't know, but they'll put something else in there.
Yeah, they have probably to. They have to. It's an anti-knock. But that anti-knock they're adding in is high cancer.
Right. And what's that word, the letters?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Oh, that MTBE.
What?
MTBE. What? Yeah.
What is that?
MTBE. Yes.
B is in boy.
Yes.
And E.
Yes.
Okay. So even for weed eaters, they have to add it as a knock device.
Yeah, any gasoline engine can run no less than 98 octane with no anti-knock. You have to put in an anti-knock.
Okay. And I gotta explain this stuff to them. They listen to the wrong people, you know.
Yeah, they don't understand. That's why when they excuse me, when they added ethanol as an anti-knock and took the MTB out of the gas, they didn't want people to love ethanol, so they added methanol, a different alcohol that is high corrosive and damaging. But the ethanol was the blending agent that makes it mix with gasoline. So, because the people think and assume that ethanol was the last new thing they had to gas and causing the corrosion and all this damaging, they blame the ethanol. It's not. Because if ethanol was so damaging and bad, why did Henry Ford, when he first invented the first car, recommend ethanol? And why did Brazil go to ethanol back in 1955 and have no problem since 1955. They have planes, boats, and everything else, weed whackers. They don't have a problem. But you think people would research and find out? No.
And read labels, too.
That's right.
Okay, man, I got to take off. I got to warm it off for Baby Luau in the rainy.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Mahalo for the call.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Anyway, you're going to say?
How about using racing fuel?
Oh, yeah, racing fuel's good. But the racing fuel today, Wanda, is not like before. Before, the old days, when I was racing, I could keep the racing fuel in the tank or in the chug, so the 55-gallon drum, for 6, 7, 8 months. And no problem. It doesn't lose octane. But today's racing fuel, I don't know what they did because I'm not a chemist. It loses octane in 30 days. So.
Maybe it's the container you store it in.
It was in the drum that it came in, the steel drum. So it's weird. I mean, really weird. And when they ship it, they add some kind of gas in the top, I think nitrogen or something, that keeps the octane from being lost. But yeah, the old days, like everything else, folks, the old days was the good old days. You're not going to find it anymore. The good old days when they really built good cars. Yeah, and you still see them running today. You think you're going to see a 2018 Toyota Camry running 50 years from now? Big joke. No way, Jose. The dashboard's completely plastic. Everything's plastic, and it's not going to last. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, just wanted to let the listeners know again, I did my weekly test. Shell still is the best gas.
Yep, I know that.
Yep. And, you know, something I had been waiting all week to tell the listeners. You know, before you closed your shop, you know how I managed to get some ethanol, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I had 5 gallons worth that was actually 50-50 blended. 50% ethanol and 50% Shell V-Power, okay? So finally, my parents' Lexus that hadn't been run in a long while, I thought, yeah, I got to take it out for a spin, but I got to put some fresh gas. So before I poured in that blended gas into their tank, this is almost over a year now in storage, huh? The octane was 94 before I put it in, 50-50 ethanol and V-Power mix.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
94.
And it didn't weaken.
It didn't weaken. It's because, I guess because of the 50-50 ethanol blend mix. Because if it wasn't only 10%, I actually put 50%.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That was actually a jump. That 94 is a jump from when it was only about 89. But that 50% shot it up to 94.
Wow. And he preserved it right there.
Yeah, preserved it over a year. I took it on, but before I put in the tank, I just to turn my curiosity to see whether anything went south. No, 94.
Wow, very good.
Mm-hmm, very good.
Good
so,
test.
Yeah, if and when we can get the ethanol back here in Hawaii, I'll be very happy.
A lot of people will.
Yes, we'll be very happy when if you can get back our ethanol.
Mm-hmm. Do you notice any difference in how it runs with ethanol or without?
Oh, yeah. Big difference. You know, this is a 13-year-old car. But just with that 5 gallons, so there's only like 5 gallons worth of, you know, ethanol and a gasoline mixture, 50-50. Ooh, the car runs silky smooth, like I just drove it off the showroom floor.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, so Dean does his work as a service, community service for you, the people. testing the gasoline. He's not doing a job that, you know, he gets a reward for or getting paid for. In fact, the oil companies would rather not have him around. They don't want anything exposed. So, anyway.
So when you boost the octane of the gasoline, it's putting less strain on your motor.
The whole thing.
The whole car.
Yes, transmission engine, everything. Yep. And you have less auto repair, you have less maintenance, longer car life, longer transmission life, longer everything. So, if you check on the computers, America is the lowest octane in the world. That's really sad. Really, really sad. In Germany, regular gas is 100 octane. Regular. Okay? So, what happened? What happened, folks? So sad. Well,
with the lower octane, you can hear, you know, like if you're accelerating up a hill, you can hear the strain on the engine.
Mm-hmm. And if you put a stethoscope or a thing on the engine so you can hear it, you'll actually hear it pounding to death. Okay? In the old days, when there was no computers, you can actually hear it like a bunch of marbles in an empty metal can rattling away.
Mm.
Yeah, and that was on the regular gas. The regular gas back then, octane was 98. So people all over, the most popular grade of gas they would buy, no matter what brand, was ethyl or premium. Okay, back then they called it ethyl. I wonder why they called it Ethel. Why not Margaret?
Wasn't it short for ethylene or something? I don't know. Anyway, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my boy.
EnviroClean. It's all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom. So I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And another big reminder, folks. I recommend getting the ID shield. There's so much scammers going on, hacking, and because of the electronic world we live in, these hackers can get all your information, your social security number, address, credit card numbers, bank credit information, the whole nine yards. The whole nine yards. You get exposed. And if you're not protected, they rip you off. I recommend calling Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. And get the coverage. We'll give her a call and she'll explain the whole nine yards to you better than I can. It's a whole total peace of mind. It's unbelievable. And, you know, you gotta protect yourself. There's over 200 million people are being hacked. So protect yourself, folks. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. Okay, now we can move on. And the other thing is of low octane. We're on the fuel thing, so, you know, I see so many people using low octane. And, you know, folks, the reason the octane is lower is because it gives you less gas mileage. Now, if you think about it, if you were one of the oil companies, would you want your customers to have real fantastic gas mileage? No. Then you lose money. So they do it a nice way that you don't know about is lower octane. Okay? Yeah. Celine Steve says, yeah, but it's okay because you have the computer system that can adjust for it. Yes, but it can adjust only so far. And when it cannot adjust anymore, it slips the transmission. Because the computers control the transmission. The automatic transmission slips. So what happens when you slip the transmission? It wears out. Right? So between the engine and the transmission, you're creating a lot of damage. If you read the owner's manual, it says do not run fuel below 87 octane. Okay, supposedly that's the low octane. Well, we tested and it is not even close. It's lower than 87. Okay, and it's all being done because of politics. I don't want to hit on them, but they allowed it. So, politicians are supposed to be protecting the people, wherever that may be, Hawaii or the USA. So, anyway, don't read your owner's manual after you have a problem. Read it before. Okay? And again, the VIN number, buying a new car, check the VIN number. Check the VIN number. Okay? Check it with your policy, your contract, to make sure it is the right car that you're buying. You buy a used car, even more so, check the VIN number before you shell out your cash. Check the VIN number with the registration and see if it is the right car. Anyway.
Do all cars have a AC filter? Like all the cars that have air conditioning, like from way back when they first started putting air conditioning in cars?
The old ones, no. I forget. Let me see. Maybe in the late 80s or the 90s, they started putting filters. They call it cabin air filter. And yes, good thing you brought that up, because you're supposed to be changing your cabin air filter once a year. And if you see that cabin air filter, it's a lot of your cars, it looks gross.
Oh, once a year?
Yep.
I don't think back then I even knew had a cabin filter.
A lot of people don't know, so don't feel bad. These people on the Big Island, they didn't know, but all they knew is, excuse me, every time they drove the car, they would get kind of sick. So I asked them, did you change your cabin air filter? And they said, what is that? So I explained where it was. And they opened it up and they called me up and they said, oh man, it was gross. The lady said, it looks like inside of a dumpster.
Yikes.
So they got it out, sprayed the Crestec disinfectant spray in there, and changed the filter, and they said, wow, what a world of difference. World of difference.
But there's certain filters that are better than others, right?
Pretty much all the same.
But I thought there's like something with carbon or charcoal or something that works better.
Yeah, some of them have that, but a lot of them don't have charcoal in there. They used to have it, but they cut it out. So, you know, it all depends. But you need to change it. And you can do it yourself. It's not all that difficult, like flying to the moon. So you don't really have to go to an AC shop to change your cabin air filter. Just read the manual. Or if you don't have the manual, when you buy the cabin air filter, it has an instruction in there on how to change it. Simple. Not hard.
Yeah. I guess you still have to locate where it is, too.
It tells you.
It does?
Yeah. It tells you exactly where to look. Some other cars, it's in the back of the glove box. Some other cars, you gotta open the hood, and it's right there by the windshield. You remove that plastic shield. And by the way, all that plastic shield, you're supposed to be spraying it with silicone at least once every 6 months. Otherwise, your car is not going to live that long. Okay? All that plastic is going to crack and deteriorate. Silicone is a natural preservative for plastic and rubber. So you should spray your fan belts, all rubber and plastic stuff, with silicone.
Once a month?
No.
How often?
Once every 6 months.
Oh, once every 6 months.
Yes, and use the good silicone. The Napa silicone is very good. I don't know why it keeps switching around, but for now, it's the Napa silicone.
Why? What's the difference?
The Napa one, I don't know. It's just, it looks, feels better than the other one. The other ones, it's just like alcohol and does nothing.
Oh, it evaporates?
Yeah. The Napa one, it stays moist, so you can see it working. So that's why I like the Napa one. Amsoil used to be the best. Amsoil silicone. And one day I told Mario, hey, it's not the same. He argued with me, and then he got the new can, and he calls me back and said, yeah, you're right. It's not the same. So anyway, it changes. So when it changes, we'll let you know. Give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Time for a break again?
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. And yes, Barbara, this is a live show this week. Last week was a pre-recorded, so yeah. Sorry about that. So this week is live. Don't worry. Okay? Anyway.
How about the air filter?
Air filter, I recommend using the K&N. The K&N, you clean it and put it back in and use it over and over and over. It's the last air filter you'll ever buy for your car.
How often you're supposed to clean it or change it if you don't have K&N?
Once a year. Once a year, you change the air filter. But if you have K&N, you clean it and put it back in. The reason I recommend K&N is I have an airflow meter. And we put all air filters on the airflow meter. And the K&N, trust me, flows 100 times better than any filter out there on the market. So that's why I'm not a purist with some people wanting everything original equipment. Okay? Original equipment for some things, yes, I agree. But stuff like oil, air filter, stuff like that, and brake pads, no. Because factories do not put in K&N air filter. K&N air filters flows more air and cleans it the same as the regular factory filter, but flows more air than any filter on the market. And because it flows more air, it gives you 2 to 3 miles more per gallon. You get more gas mileage. Okay? So it's a no-brainer. Okay? The same with the Royal Purple motor oil, the HPS. It's an excellent motor oil and can go 20,000 miles with no oil change. The other oil is the AMS oil. It can go 20,000 miles with no oil change. So find me one factory oil that can go and give you that kind of service. Okay.
We have Louis from Waipahu.
Hi, Louis.
Hello. I saw this Aloha gas tanker filling up gas at Shell service station in Kahala.
Mm-hmm.
Does the law, do they deliver the Shell gas?
They deliver for Shell and Aloha. They work together. The truckers are contracted, you know, to go to certain stations. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, because I was puzzled. I always follow in a Shell truck.
Yeah. Having, you know, trying to have your own trucks is very expensive because a lot of the stations don't take gasoline regularly. So what they do is they hire, you know, subcontract to another oil company. But they pick it up at their terminal, at the Shell terminal. They're just using the vehicle.
Oh, with the Aloha truck.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we tested and it is Shell.
Oh.
But isn't Shell owned by Aloha now?
It's kind of like owned, but they're controlled by Aloha. Yes.
What about Texaco?
Not recommended.
Huh?
Not recommended.
Not recommended.
But people run it, they buy it, not knowing that the ethanol, the octane is not what they see on the pump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's bad.
A lot of these stations have changed to 76 now.
Yeah, that's another one that it's not, according to Dean that tested and I tested, it's not, no, it's way off the mark.
Mm.
Yeah. Your best buy is the Shell V-Power Premium.
Yeah, but it depends what stations you go to.
They're all about the same.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then it becomes price. Look at who's got the cheapest.
Oh, you mean the different brands of gas?
No, Shell. Yeah. Different Shell stations, different ones is cheaper. I think the cheapest one right now that we know of is Pa'oa.
Oh, Pa'oa.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, food gas there too. A couple of times.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
Is there a certain brand of air filter you recommend? Or is it like a K&N one also?
K&N only.
Oh.
Only K&N. That air filter is the best. As far as the motor oil, like I said, you can use AMS oil or Royal Purple. The two. No, none other. I know I was my very first sponsor on my race car was Pennzoil. And I like to stay loyal to them, but no, it doesn't have the ingredients like Royal Purple and AMSOIL. So I cannot steer you into something that doesn't come up to standard. So all they have to do is bring it up to standard and I can recommend them. That's about all. You know, there's a lot of motor oils out there, and I'll tell you about the best. You know, like brake pads, there's a lot of different brands out there, and the best one that I've tested is the Akebono Euro pads for the European cars. As far as the regular cars, yeah, I would still use the Akebono. They're the best. Okay? So, you know, unless you're changing your brake system to like Wilwood or the different brand, the aftermarket brands, yeah. When it comes to brakes, if you go to the aftermarket brands for high performance brakes, the brakes work a lot better than original equipment.
Oh, you mean like... What would you recommend, like for rotors? And you said brake pads is Akebono.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because
It's ceramic.
And doesn't leave a brake dust or something?
No. See, the brake dust is from the rotor.
Oh, okay.
It eats the rotor. And the metallic lining in the old days was good, better than the asbestos lining. But the metallic lining eats the rotor or the brake drum. So we found that the ceramic pad doesn't eat the brake drum or the rotor, and the ceramic can withstand more heat than the asbestos or the metallic. See, what happens is when you apply your brakes, there's a gas that builds up between the metal rotor, brake rotor, or the brake drum, and the brake pad or brake shoe. And that acts like a lubricant, and as it gets hot, the gases tend to make the car not stop as good. So that's why I recommend for people who drive fast, like especially on the mainland, to use the drilled and grooved rotor, because it releases the gases, keeps the pad and rotor cooler, and stops on a dime and gives you 9 cents change. Okay? It all depends on how fast you drive. So if you're just putting around, going to Foodland, going to Long's, no, you don't need it. But you're hitting the highway and doing 80, 90 miles an hour, I recommend it. Okay? It all depends on you, the driver.
So you said brake shoes. Is that the same thing as brake pads?
No, brake pads are for disc brakes. Okay. Brake shoes are for drum brakes.
Okay.
A lot of cars are getting away from drum brakes because, number one, they're not as good in stopping. So you find drum brakes on the rear brakes, because the rear brakes do only 20% of the stopping.
So what kind of cars still have drum brakes?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was obsolete.
It's getting to be. It's getting to be. But the rear brakes really don't count. So if you don't have money, do the front brakes. Because the front brakes have to be good. They do 80% of the stopping for the car. Okay? 80%. If you were to get rid of your back brakes and only the front brakes working, you would never know the back was gone. But if you took away the front and used only the back, oh, my goodness.
You won't stop.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're going to have drop anchor or drop a parachute or bail out. Anyway, it's that time again, and we have to say aloha. So take care of each other, folks. And please don't drink and drive, because life is so precious. And once it's gone, is gone and never comes back. All the money in the world will never bring that life back. So, please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.